Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now into the third and final hour of this live Wednesday, October 11, 2006 edition. Coming up for about a 10-minute report will be Jason Burmes of the Loose Change crew. They are now having their video censored, and it's been confirmed. In fact, when he called and said, well, it's happening to us, I said, let me guess. They're not erasing your numbers. They're freezing them. That's the new trick Google's pulling. And they've admitted to censorship. And it's a big deal, because on a level playing field, we'll clean the New World Order's clocks. But they got to cheat, don't they? Well, we just got to fight that much harder, so help us get the word out about Terror Storm, ladies and gentlemen. We've got wide open phones in this hour. I do have two little, one's 4 minutes, one's about 5 minutes of Keith Olbermann on fire Monday and Tuesday. And I've never seen such courage on mainstream television. I don't know how he's getting away with it. We're going to play those. And I've had a lot of requests for those that missed it in the first hour. We will re-air the three-hour clip of the Libertarian for Senate out of Montana, Stan Jones, on C-SPAN. It happened live Monday, but it re-aired last night. Just incredible footage, incredible, where he talks about the North American Union and the New World Order. We'll re-air that at the bottom of this hour, I promise. Right now, let's get all these great calls out of the way here. Let's talk to Leo in Illinois, then Joe and others. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Yes, this is Leo from Chicago calling, a first-time caller. I'm a great follower, big fan. I know you're not into, the cult, personality thing, which is, if you look at, the thing with Katie Couric, how it's such a big deal that she's, becoming a news anchor, and...
That's all hype. Her ratings aren't even that high. She's a joke.
It's all hype, but it's all about the messenger, not the message.
It's all about how her dress looks instead of the information.
Exactly. I wanted to make a comment about the Ashcroft thing. Something you could have brought up was, what he's doing now, how he's profiting off of this police state security system.
Well, we did bring that up. Mancall brought that up, and Ashcroft denied and said no one's made money off this, and it's not for money, and that they want to end the war. Bull. They want to keep the war on terror going for 100 years. Bush has said it.
Right. Right. So, that's something they could have brought up. I wanted to ask you and get your comment about the North American Union and the Ten-Lane Superhighway.
Yeah, openly signed, openly happening. Our governments are meeting secretly in official government meetings.
Right. Well, mostly I hear about how this is for the for free trade to bring these goods in from China. But when you think about the history of the interstate system in this country, Eisenhower instituted that program.
It was originally designed to be a military transport and landing field system to defend against Russian bombardment and invasion,
right.
And so they claim they still own it today.
Well, I'm thinking that this Ten-Lane Superhighway, because the plan is obviously is to implode our economy, enslave the people, kill them off. I'm thinking that this Ten-Lane Superhighway is more along the lines of a way of, the same... idea that the interstate highway system was for military mobilization.
Sure. Listen, it's romantic to think we're going to be invaded by troops like Red Dawn, but it's already happening with 30 million illegals taught by our government through funding to Mexico. This is Mexico. We're already being invaded by the third world. We're already being invaded economically. We're already falling apart. We're already being bought up and subdivided and merged. So I see, they've signed agreements, foreign troops physically ruling over us in our neighborhoods, but they won't have to march in. It'll just be here they are.
Right. Well, and they could use that Ten-Lane Superhighway easily.
Sure. That's for economic military attack to further deindustrialize and to tax you exorbitantly with international taxes to use it. It is a new blood supply circulation system which they own and control. It's a hijacking of what's left of the economy. We'll be right back, Trent.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Already into the final hour of this transmission, two Keith Olbermann clips coming up. I will re-air one more time. We've had a lot of requests for it. The Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate out of Montana clip at the end of his closing comments at a televised debate by Montana PBS picked up by C-SPAN. We called C-SPAN to get it, but they said they don't have it because it was actually them just taking the feed off of PBS. So somebody's got that. Please get it to us in high quality. I want that for my North American Union film I'm making. Probably just get one from Stan Jones. I'm getting in contact with him. I get him on the show. I would imagine he has a copy. So that's what's coming up later in the broadcast. We'll be playing that clip again. And we've got, just briefly to give us an update on censorship, Jason Burmess, Loose Change Second Edition, is now being censored as well as Google widens its Chinese-style surveillance and censorship here in the United States and the Western world. In fact, let's just go ahead and go to one of the Keith Olbermanns now so we don't run out of time. Then we'll go to Joe and Isaac and Michelle and others that are patiently holding. Let's play the habeas corpus clip first. I forget, how long is this clip, Scott? How long is the habeas corpus? Okay, well, we can't play the whole thing then. It's longer than I thought. How long is the other one on Rumsfeld giving the nukes to the North Korea? I mean, I can't believe this guy's going public on all this stuff. Here he is, Olbermann, talking about two nights ago, why does President Bush need to keep us safe from that evil Magna Carta? keep us safe from that evil habeas corpus. Why does habeas corpus hate America? Because it was overturned two Fridays ago publicly. So here it is.
Coley's story began to break on the night of September 28th, exploding the following day. Many people may not have noticed a bill passed by the Senate that night. Our third story on the countdown tonight, the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and what it does to something called habeas corpus. And before we reduce the very term habeas corpus to something vaguely recalled as sounding kind of like the cornerstone of freedom or maybe kind of like a character from Harry Potter, we thought a countdown special investigation was in order. Congress passed the Military Commissions Act to give Mr. Bush the power to deal effectively with America's enemies, those who seek to harm the country. He has been very clear about who he thinks that is.
For people to leak that program and for a newspaper to publish it does great harm to the United States of America.
The fact that we're discussing this program is helping the enemy.
So the president said it was urgent that Congress send him this bill as quickly as possible, not for the politics of next month's elections, but for America.
The need for this legislation is urgent. We need to ensure that those questioning terrorists can continue to do everything within the limits of the law to get information that can save American lives. My administration will continue to work with the Congress to get this legislation enacted, but time is of the essence. Congress is in session just for a few more weeks, and passing this legislation ought to be the top priority. The families of those murdered that day have waited patiently for justice. Some of the families are with us today. They should have to wait no longer.
Because time was of the essence, and to ensure that the 9/11 families would wait no longer, as soon as he got the bill, the president whipped out his pen and immediately signed a statement saying he looks forward to signing the actual law eventually. He has not signed it yet, almost 2 weeks later, because, of course, he has been swamped by a series of campaign swings at which he has made up quotes from unnamed Democratic leaders, and because when he is actually at work, he's been signing so many other important bills, such as the Credit Rating Agency Reform Act, the Third Higher Education Extension Act, ratification requests for extradition treaties with Malta, Estonia, and Latvia, his proclamation of German-American Day, the Partners for Fish and Wildlife Act, and his proclamation of Leif Erikson Day. Still, getting the Military Commissions Act to the president so he could immediately mull it over for 2 weeks was so important, some members of Congress did not even read the bill before voting on it. Thus, as some of its minutiae escaped scrutiny. One bit of trivia that caught our eye was the elimination of habeas corpus, which apparently used to be the right of anyone who's tossed in prison to appear in court and say, "Hey, why am I in prison?" Why does habeas corpus hate America? And how is it so bad for us? Mr. Bush says it gets in the way of him doing his job.
And this legislation passed in the House yesterday is a part of making sure that we do have the capacity to protect you. Our most solemn job is the security of this country.
It may be solemn.
Bush, do solemnly swear.
But is that really his job? In this rarely seen footage, Mr. Bush seems to be describing a different job.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Scoutdown has obtained a copy of this Constitution of the United States, and sources tell us it was originally sneaked through the Constitutional Convention and state ratification in order to establish America's fundamental legal principles. But this so-called Constitution is frustratingly vague about the right to trial. In fact, there's only one reference to habeas corpus at all. Quoting, "The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it." But even Democrats who voted against the Military Commissions Act concede that it doesn't actually suspend habeas corpus.
The bill before us would not merely suspend the great writ, the writ of habeas corpus, it just eliminates it permanently.
And there is considerable debate whether the conditions for suspending habeas corpus, rebellion or invasion, have even been met.
Conditions for suspending habeas corpus have not been met.
We do not have a rebellion or an invasion.
Well, we're not in a rebellion, nor are we being invaded.
Okay, maybe the debate wasn't that considerable. Nevertheless, Countdown has learned that habeas corpus actually predates the Constitution, meaning it's not just pre-September 11th thinking, it's also pre-July 4th thinking. In those days, no one could have imagined that enemy combatants might one day attack Americans on native soil. In fact, Countdown has obtained a partially redacted copy of a colonial declaration indicating that back then, depriving us of trial by jury was actually considered sufficient cause to start a war of independence based on the then fashionable idea that, quote, liberty, unquote, was an unalienable right. But today, thanks to modern post-9/11 thinking, those rights are now fully alienable for your protection. The reality is, without habeas corpus, a lot of other rights lose their meaning. But if you look at the actual Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to that pesky Constitution, you'll see just how many remain for your protection. Well, okay, number one's gone. I mean, if you're detained without trial, you lose your freedom of religion and speech, press, assembly, all the rest of that. So you don't need that one anymore. And, you know, you can't petition the government for anything. Number two, well, while you're in prison, your right to keep and bear arms just might be infringed upon, even if you're in the NRA, so that's gone. Three, well, okay, no forced sleepovers at your house by soldiers. Three's all right. Four, you're definitely not secure against searches and seizures, as it says here, with or without probable cause. And in prison, that's not even limited to just the guards, so forget the fourth. Five, grand juries and due process, obviously out, so forget five. And the little trailer up here. Six, well, trials are gone, too, let alone the right to counsel. Speedy trials? You want it when? Seven, well, this is about, well, I thought we just covered trials and juries earlier, so forget the seventh. Eight, bail. Well, bail's kind of a moot point, isn't it? And nine, other rights retained by the people? Well, you know, if you can name them during your waterboarding, we'll consider them. Ten, powers not delegated to the United States federal government. Well, they seem to have ended up there anyway. So as you can see, even without habeas corpus, at least one-tenth of the Bill of Rights, I guess that's the Bill of Right now, remains virtually intact. Number three is still safe. We can rest easy knowing that we will never, ever have to quarter soldiers in our homes as long as the Third Amendment still stands strong. The president can just take care of that with a signing statement.
All right. Again, it's a cruddy internet clip. We apologize, but it's important to play that. We've got one more clip where he gets into Rumsfeld arming the North Koreans with the nukes. That's publicly admitted for anybody that wants to search that out. And as I told you, the legislation that passed last week not only gets rid of the writ of habeas corpus that is the linchpin of the entire Bill of Rights. If you get rid of that, I mean, the whole thing's moot. In New Orleans, they did quarter troops in homes. They did confiscate guns. A National Guardsman shot and killed somebody who didn't even have a gun, just got out of his car and argued. Now it turns out he had a flashlight in his hands. So they blew him away. So actually, you do have to quarter troops. And that was also really seen as a tax to pay for the troops' housing. So it was not just keeping them in your house. So there is no third either. And, of course, that's only one area of H.R. 6166. If you look at some of the other subsections on enemy combatant designation and punishments, it says damaging private property, going on to government property, basically demonstrating, not having total allegiance to the government and everything it says and does. Judges are traitors if they ever question any of it. So it's much worse than what Oberman is saying. Now, this is not piecemeal. This is martial law enabling acts. Now, the question is, will they try to implement this? They already are for years, long before George Bush. You know, the cops want to search your car without a warrant, checkpoints. Stuff like that's total treason. But our policy says we will. It's to keep you safe from the rugs that the government allied crime syndicate ships in. I mean, give me a break. I'm sick of it. In other news, Army is saying, telling the Washington Post, that troops to stay in Iraq until 2010, that's old news, they'll be there in 30 years, folks. Study 655,000 Iraqis dead during war, Associated Press. The study of nearly 655,000 Iraqis have died because of the war, suggesting a far higher death toll than other estimates. The timing of the survey released just weeks before the U.S. congressional elections. And it goes on to say the study researchers attempted to calculate how many more Iraqis have died since March 03 than one would expect without the war. And it's conservatively 200,000, but it might be 600,000. It's freedom, folks. It's freedom. But again, Iraq deserves it. we've got to kill them. But North Korea threatened to nuke us and being able to, that's good. We're going to leave them alone. It's Iran that's the problem.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 11, 2006. Gold opened at $574.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $605.64. Again, that's $605.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, let's go back to your calls. Got another Oberman clip coming up later concerning Rumsfeld arming the good old boys there in North Korea. Old news to you, the audience, but new news for MSNBC, and we appreciate the courage of Oberman to cover it. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Canada. Welcome, Joe.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to go over about 5 points, then a question.
Okay, go ahead.
And, okay, I did a little bit of studying on the Kennedy assassination, and I came to the conclusion that Greer did it, that he covered up until he died in 85, which is like 22-year cover-up, and George Herbert Walker Bush has been covering up for 43 years and hopes to take it to the grave with him, and he's been doing this stuff for 5 decades. And my next point is Nextel. Do you recall the 9/11 movie, the documentary, the Naughty Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. There, I noticed some clips were missing from that movie. You notice that?
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there were. Or do you remember the firemen in the firehouse discussing the what it seemed like to be a controlled demolition?
Oh, you're saying they re-released it and removed that?
Yeah. That's one of the clips. Another one of the clips was one of the firemen was outside the building, and his face is all bloody, and he said he heard explosions.
Yeah, I've gotten emails. They had some fifth anniversary one that aired in England and the U.S., and that it cut out all the key stuff. Isn't that suspicious?
Very weird. Yeah.
I mean, if it's just, you know, an anomaly, leave the firemen in saying bombs. Yeah, but, oh, take it out.
Yeah, why? Okay, then I was reading Looking Forward, and I got a quote from George Herbert again. Quote, "The violence and terrorism, the warfare between Christians and Muslims would soon come to an end," unquote.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty suspicious, being that what's happening with the Muslims over there, eh? And
sure.
Trying to put the blame on the Christians. And then another quote from, this one's from his son there, 9:30 in the morning on September 11th. Quote, "We have had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Thus begins the conditioning of the masses."
Sure.
My little statement at the end there. And in the same book, which is actually, they tell you that not to print anything without their permission, but I just went ahead with it anyways. That at 5:20, WTC-7 collapses and nearby buildings remain ablaze, but don't collapse like WTC-7.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call from Isaac in Texas. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Alex. I just want to talk to you about the situation in North Korea with the apparent dud that went off, the 200 pounds of TNT.
Yes, the trusted source, Bill Gertz, I mean that sarcastically, saying it's a dud, the New York Times saying it may be, and the government saying they don't know. 200 pounds... or 200 tons, either way, wouldn't create a 4-point-something on the Richter scale thousands of miles away.
Exactly, exactly. All right, the point I want to make is back when we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, we didn't even actually test that design on that bomb. The gun type that we dropped on Hiroshima, we just dropped it. It wasn't even tested. Like, and the fact that, like, somebody 60 years after we dropped that bomb, they can't get it right, you know, that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, there's some people running around saying no one has nukes but the U.S., and it's not true.
Well, also, this also leads into something else I want to bring up. When that happened, and now since everybody's going to be like, oh, since North Korea has nukes, you're going to give them to Iran, so we got to invade Iran, blah, 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 blah. And already the United States Army and Navy and Air Force are having trouble recruiting people, so the only way I see in a few years is a draft coming about.
Well, no, they've set up the draft. You're right. They've set up the draft boards. They have openly. They're calling it now national compulsory service. They go, oh, no, it's national compulsory service. It's not a draft because they've changed the name. You see,
okay.
I mean, that's how they treat us, like little children.
Okay. Well,
it's not a shot. It's an inoculation. You know.
Well, it was the final blow to me to convince myself to go get myself a passport because as much as I love America, I don't love Bush, and I don't love Cheney, and I don't love Halliburton.
Well, you should go to Iraq and Iran. You should breathe DU, take deadly injections, be ripped off when your legs are blown off, have your family have to pay to fly you back. That's patriotism. You can wrap yourself in a big plastic flag made by slaves. How's that sound?
I don't know if I actually would get flown back. My parents would see me. I've heard that doesn't happen. But, you know.
What do you mean flown back? I don't understand.
What's that?
You've heard what doesn't happen?
That when... a soldier is killed in Iraq, that the body, that the parents are not allowed to see the body. I've heard it's very vague in my mind.
Well, that's not what I said. I said
like
when your
happens.
Legs get blown off, you have to a lot of times pay for your own flight back. They discharge you at the base. They're so cheap. They discharge, you know, they'll pay billions for each bomber, but they're so cheap that they will make you pay for your own flight back and $4 a day for your own meals when your legs are blown off. Thanks for the call. That was the point I was making. And that's a fact, by the way. That's been in a score of mainstream papers. That is admitted. And when you tell that to a Bushite, they go, well, that's just the way it is. George Bush knows best. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We'll be going to Jason Burmes with just a quick little update in a moment. Of course, with the three guys with the Loose Change crew, Loose Change Second Edition, they're now being censored by Google. Very important. And I'm asking all of you that are tuning in right now who have computers to aggressively, this is a war, this is a fight, to email your whole email list, to go on message boards, to tell people at work, to do banner hangs, you know, Google Terror Storm. Watch Terror Storm. I mean, get aggressive. They're afraid of Terror Storm. That's why they started censoring about 3 weeks ago. They've admitted twice they've done it. They go in and delete the 20-plus uploads of it that are up there. They go and delete them all. Over 4 million people have watched it as of the numbers we were able to count. Then I noticed last Friday they were freezing our numbers for 2 or 3 days at a time, and then they would just go back to what they'd previously been. I was about to announce that. I was about to tell Paul Watson to write an article about it today, and the phone rang, or I don't know. Kevin Smith was on the phone with him. I don't know who called who. I never ask. And it was Jason Burmes, and Kevin's going, "Hey, you want to talk to Jason?" He says they're censoring Loose Change. And I said, "Let me guess." And I got on the phone. I said, "Don't tell me yet, Jason." I said, "I bet that they've frozen your counters for a few days." And he said, "That's exactly what they're doing," because I'd noticed that Unlike previously just erasing my stats, not erasing their stats and other people's stats, they were now freezing a bunch of the 9/11 Truth and Patriot videos, period, and freezing some of my other videos. So now they've been caught deleting stats. Well, now they're just freezing stats. And why is that important? Because when your video's in the top 100, more people see it. And when it's at the top of the 100, you get tens of millions of viewers every few weeks. It's huge. And we want to reach people. That's the goal. That's why, you know, I make an expensive film. I didn't spend $6,000 like they did on Loose Change 2. I wish I would have. I spent close to $100,000, and I made it, and I put it out for free. Don't let them get away with it. It's on YouTube, which they've now bought. Go get our YouTube version of it. Go get our Google version of it. They haven't taken them down yet. That might be coming next. Upload more copies of it. Just get aggressive. And tell everybody you know, hey, they're censoring this, and go out to the four corners of the internet, and I mean, ABC News blog, go to their comment sections, go everywhere. Tell people what's happening. Give them the link to TerrorStorm. Help us! Because TerrorStorm hadn't been downloaded 30 million times like Loose Change Second Edition. I want it to be seen. I want Loose Change to be seen another 30 million times. But it isn't going to be on Google Video, the main source, if they continue this chicanery. And Google has complied with China on total censorship. They're complying with Europe now. They openly admit they're censoring here. I've got an article here out of Mainstream News. We're registered today. Yahoo, IBM blocking YouTube URLs. They're all blocking each other. This is the end of net neutrality. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So while we can still use the web, get the truth out. Terror storm. Tell everybody. Call into every Patriot show. I want to hear you, folks. I want to hear you call into the other networks. I want to hear you call into other mainstream shows. Help me. I can't do it all. I usually don't look for interviews. I usually just do them when they come in. When they started censoring me, I said, call every show we've been on, book me. Call all the Patriot shows, book me. You're going to hear me calling into shows. You're going to hear me everywhere. When somebody tries to suppress me and suppress my information, I always expand. When they hack a website, we start another one. Now, that's our rule. You cut off one arm, we grow two. You cut off our head, we grow three. And we teach them that way, that every time they hit us, we come back that much harder. So I want you to do this right now. I want you to go to InfoWars.com. We need your financial support to continue to make films like this and get high-quality DVDs of Terror Storm. We got big discounts on when you get multiple copies. You want to be a mass distributor and help us get them out? I want you to call my office right now, extension 51, 512-291-5750. 512-291-5750, extension 51. They don't answer, leave your name and number. I want you to get 100 copies from us. I want you to get 1,000 copies if you can afford it. Or I want you to go tell the four winds about it. I want you to go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and get it in a lot better internet quality than you'll get at Google, 15 cents a day. You got a good connection. You can download it in super high quality, burn it to disk, give it to people that way. Use that PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll give all this stuff out for free and try to do it, but we do need some support. Okay, PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership. Also, you can go to InfoWars.com to order all my DVDs, the other films we carry, Loose Change Second Edition on DVD. You support us. You support the Loose Change guys. It's just so important. All right, Jason, you've been holding while I've been ranting, but I want folks to call 512-291-5750, extension 51, and become mass warfare specialists with these weapons, these info bombs. I want everybody to call the toll-free number and get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. We will not be stopped. All right, going back to Jason. Jason, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Good to talk to you too, Alex.
Starting when I learned 3 weeks ago, obviously, that they were deleting my numbers and not you guys and not others. And then I guess now they started some new thing, and it's only Patriot Truth 9/11 videos. Now you've caught them, and you've sent us the screenshots to Paul Watson. We're going to do an article on this. Now they are freezing your numbers. What do you think's going on?
Well, you know, I noticed a couple days that we were knocked out of the top 100, and I thought that was kind of bizarre because we were really, you know, riding high, usually not out of the top 10 too much. You know, we were riding three versions of us. And then all of a sudden, I go over and I say, all right, we're out of there. Let me check out my stats. And I'm seeing my last 7 day stats, 131,000 views. And I'm like, all right, that makes sense. So let me see how many I got for yesterday. And it was zero. Zero page views when I had 131,000 apparently the six days before. And I just couldn't understand why. And I did it again this morning. And it came up with zero views. So it really does look like they're trying to keep us out of the top 100 because that's where we've been so successful. I've been seeing conspiracy of silence in the top 100, which really exposes the Franklin cover-up, which is very encouraging given the recent events of Foley and others.
I almost don't like to mention this because I think they're stupid. We know they listen. Mm-hmm. I like Oberman. It's like he's getting talking points. Where, you know, Oberman's good, by the way, where he comes out
great.
And says, you know, this Foley thing's covering up 6166. So we know the media listens. They admit they listen. I've talked to CNN. They all listen to this show. Mm-hmm. But I hate to almost mention the Franklin cover-up video. They'll probably have that out of there next week.
It's very upsetting. But, yeah, that's possible to happen. But we have to keep telling people to aggressively put this stuff out there. One of the things that you didn't plug that you really should have is American dictators, because, again, we have an election coming up. These machines are still out there, and that's the best documentary on the subject. I mean, you called this out 2 or 3 years ago, and we have the same problem, and we really have to do something before the next stage presidential election. I mean, Kerry says he's going to run again, for God's sakes.
Yeah, they're going to stage it again because you can't just steal the machines. You got to have a ringer who takes a dive. I hope you guys get the report we put out and spread it to the Four Winds listeners. That goes for the Loose Change crew as well. It's frustrating to make something, to put it out for free, and to just want to be on a level playing field and have those cheats. And, of course, I don't know if you've seen their press release, Jason. They admit they accidentally delete our viewers. But it's an accident, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've had the same thing happen to me. You know, Loose Change has been erased before. I had something like two million hits on the thing. I check it the next week, it's down to 100,000. I'm thinking, how can this happen? But, you know what kind of business we're in, Alex. And you know they're going to keep opposing us. And it's unfortunate because Google just bought up YouTube. You know, YouTube is going to start getting censored more, and we have to be aware of that. So, again, like you said, if they cut off one of our heads, we have to have 50 other people out there. And I think that's why you and your crew are so successful, because people like Aaron Dykes are getting out there, Kevin Smith are getting out there, and they're confronting monsters like Crystal and Keen, and it's just becoming so successful because of the viral internet nature of it.
Just a program note. It's not extension 51 to buy them in mass. It's 54. Whose extension is 51, Mike? Video production. It doesn't matter. Call whatever you want. We're going to check them all. I want people to call and counter Google and the rest of them by buying a bunch of Loose Change second edition and a bunch of Terror Storm DVDs from us today. But I tell you, it lets you, and folks, I was hoping it was an accident. They're not doing it to other videos. They're not doing it to, you know, it's happening to our videos. It wasn't happening 3 weeks ago to Loose Change. It may have happened in the past, but now it's happening to them. They're trying to knock us out of the top 100. Every time I get up to like 70 in the top 100, boom, they erase our stats. And now they've been caught doing that, so they're freezing our stats, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely, and they'll continue to, and they've got trolls on the comment board to, you know, bash us and say that we're wacky conspiracy theorists when anybody can take...
By the way, you know how they're staged? I can go to 20-something versions of Terror Storm, and it's the same trolls posting in the same order at the exact same time, showing it's automated, and then our regular people are there with diverse posts. So, yeah, they're trolling everywhere.
And it still has 4.5 stars. You know,
they also pose as Muslims going, yes, these infidels work for us, letting you think it's your government. We can't wait to slit your women's throats. Hail Allah. I mean, come on, folks.
I totally agree. And they are scared of Terror Storm because it has such a broad spectrum. And really, that first 35, 45 minutes hits you so hard, you almost want to hit stop on the DVD player and start it again. Because it's that rapid fire, and it's that documented, and that's what they're really afraid of, because it's not just our government. That's just such a small spectrum. It's governments throughout history, you know, staging these type of events. We just happen to be top dog militarily right now. You know, it's happening in Europe, and you go over that so well in your movie. And, you know, people need to go out there and get a copy of this movie and hold a screening. Have 20 people at your home. Get a church. Have 100 people there. I mean, I've seen so many people do it with our film and others now, that it's just like second nature. Anybody can be a leader, Alex, and, you know, you've been saying that for years.
Well, that's my whole point. That's what we're all doing. We're waging war against the criminals, and we're not ever going to stop, and we're starting to hurt them bad. And if the rest of you out there listening who've been on the bench would just come out of the closet, if you just get on the field, if you stop hiding under your bed, if you start at least making a few copies, and people have this hero image that they've got to do it all themselves, they've got to be perfect, they've got to Schwarzenegger and, you know, defeat the running man all by themselves. No, it's all of us together with initiative, taking action. We're going to wake this country up, and we're at least going to give the New World Order a run for their money. So listen, don't let them get away with it. Right now, people know I've been hammering this the last 2 weeks because I'm mad. I mean, I saw us having victory. 4 million views in just about 3 weeks. And then they started deleting us. Every time we get up to about 2 million in the aggregate, they delete us. And that makes me really mad because I know we'd be number one or number two or number five or whatever right now, but they have cheated us in our chance to use this venue to crush the New World Order. Now, I don't want 30 million views. I want 60 million. And I don't want it over the next 6 months. I want it now. What about you, Jason?
Absolutely. And, you know, every single one of your listeners can go into their email box right now, and I guarantee they have at least 10 to 20 people that they know, that they talk to on a regular basis, that have not seen this movie, that are not aware of it. And all they have to do is put a link down on it and say, hey, give it 10 minutes of a watch. If you find it compelling, keep watching it. And people are going to keep watching it because it has that type of effect. People get sucked into this information because they're aware now.
Hey, if they're deleting everything, Jason, what do you think the real numbers are? Oh, man.
Well, you know what? You know, Google Video and YouTube are still such a small, you know, niche of the piracy networks out there. There's Kazaa, Morpheus, BitTorrent.
Exactly. I want everyone to go insane on those networks. Put it on your own machine. Serve it out on your own site. Go nuts.
That's right. And you know, that's what's so great about this Internet and why we have to fight Internet, too. Because we need, you know, more and more people distributing this information guerrilla style, because there's going to come a point in time when the radio shows aren't going to have us on anymore. You know, it's pretty surprising to me how much press we have been getting recently, but it's died out a little bit.
Well, you got attacked by the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, oh, well, I've been in contact with him. I can't wait to release those emails if he chickens out on the debate he's promising me. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'll face any of these guys. If they want to come up with their garbage, one of his questions to me via email was, what did the Bush administration have to do with the controlled demolitions of the World Trade Center? And I state to him, you know, we never say the Bush administration had anything to do with it, just the fact that the controlled demolitions happened in every government report.
And they covered it up.
Yeah. We know,
and they stripped the game, and the CIA and everybody else was based in the building, and Marvin Bush's company was running security, and they ordered NORAD to stand down. They made money. But this is how they nitpick. Okay, this
yeah,
is how they,
of course.
Well,
of
I mean,
course.
Let me tell you how they nitpick. They go, Alex Jones says in a video that the CIA ran drills. Yes, the CIA with the Naval Reconnaissance Office, of the Department of Pentagon Defense, and with the defense, they all together did it. It was a CIA officer that first released it to the AP. John Fulton. So like the little shills and the fake liberal shills, you know, the types we're talking about,
yeah.
They're the fake 9/11 movement, people that claim they're the leaders. They go, look at Alex, he says CIA. Well, John Fulton, CIA, said he was there running the drill.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. CIA,
see, they build
building at 8:30 in the morning, is running that drill. Absolutely.
They build straw men, folks. They claim we're wrong when we're not, and then you don't check it out.
That's right, and you're right. You know, NORAD's running those drills. NEADS is coming out with all those drills. The FAA is admitting the drills. I mean, it's all out there, and you've had people out there claiming, oh, there were no drills on the morning of 9/11. Are you kidding me? Cynthia McKinney, in a 2005 Defense Department budget hearing, had Rumsfeld and Myers confirm it, and she has the paperwork.
I know. Jason, we got to get you up for a full hour in the near future. We love your work, and say hi to Dylan and Corey for me and all the rest of the auxiliary crew. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Later on, Alex. Thanks for having me.
God bless you. All right. Get Loose Change 2 out there. Get Terror Storm out there. And everybody else, help us. I mean the other host, all of you. Get egos aside. Help us. This is the real fight. This is where we're reaching the most people. Okay? I told people it was micro FMs 7-8 years ago. Well, I'm telling you now, this is the most successful way. So I'm challenging you out there, the micro crowd and the rest of people. I know what I'm talking about, okay? I'm the one fighting stuff the longest here in Austin, Texas. And now I got people telling me what to do and telling me how to think and telling me how to operate and telling me what I should say and telling me I'm not doing enough. You're not doing enough. I demand you get on the ball, all of our M&FM stations, micros, shortwave, everybody. I want you to help us get Terror Storm out. Yeah! All right, you wanted some straight shooting, that's it. All right? And I don't claim to have all the answers, but I don't need other people telling me they know more than I know. I'm sick of it. I want to play part of Sundown on the Union by good old Bob Dylan. I'm really fired up right now. Sundown on the Union, and we'll come back and play this clip, as I promised to, of the guy running for Senate. Here it is. Go out with Bob Dylan.
Sometimes, summertime. You know this shirt I wear comes from the Philippines, and the car I drive is a Chevrolet. It was put together down in Argentina by a guy making 30 cents a day.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From Hong Kong, and the pearls are from Japan.
I apologize. I don't have time to go to these loaded phones. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get you on. We've got Steve Jones coming on later next week. Dr. Stephen Jones, we're trying to line him up. But we've got Stan Jones coming on tomorrow, libertarian from the U.S. Senate, running for U.S. Senate. This is what he said nationally on C-SPAN Monday night, talking about sundown on the Union. Here it is.
Sponsors for inviting me. I don't often get invited. This was an important debate. I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. The combining of national governments started with the European Union. That union started with trade agreements, then a common currency, the euro, and now a European Parliament that is feverishly passing laws that override the laws of the member nations. A constitution was drafted but rejected by a few of those nations, but never mind. They implemented it anyway. Now it's North America's turn. Building on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the NAFTA section of the Commerce Department is busy drafting laws and regulations for a North American Union, a union of Canada, America, and Mexico. The President has attended secret meetings and signed at least two agreements under the Security and Prosperity Partnership Program. Information leaked out about the meetings, and now it is all in the open. No treaty has been signed, so Congress has not become involved. However, money from our treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency, the Amero, and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government, who can also take them away. One sign that this is our future is the plans for the superhighways from southern Mexico through America and into Canada. These plans are not secret any longer. Huge amounts of property will be taken in the name of free trade, peace, and security. You will have a national ID card with a radio frequency chip in it. That's already law in America and will be implemented by May 2000. This man voted for it. You will not be able to move about freely. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government. The strongest, freest nation in the history of mankind will be averaged into world communism. Is that what you want? Are we the people still in control of this nation? We must begin to act like we are.
Stan Jones. On that, Conrad Burns, 3 minutes.
Sure glad you got such a rosy outlook on our future for our kids.
So the traitor who voted for all this in Congress looks at the libertarian candidate and laughs at him and just says, so glad you got a thing for our kids' future. Incredible treason. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.